On the floor of the U.S. Senate this morning, several Republicans rose to denounce published remarks of Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts on the war in Iraq. The Democratic senator was quoted last week calling the Bush administration case for war a fraud. He said the invasion was, quote, a plot made up in Texas to help Republicans in the 2002 congressional elections. Among those taking exception to those terms today was Utah Senator Robert Bennett.
Would the senior senator from Massachusetts suggest that Tony Blair was part of the conspiracy in Texas prior to the 2002 elections, and that Tony Blair was convinced by the President of the United States that he should help him win a Republican victory in the congressional elections by supporting the action in Iraq?
Also weighing in was Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas, who objected to what Kennedy said about her home state.
On the very day that that statement was made, a plot in Texas to help a political campaign of a president. In fact, on that very day, three Texas soldiers were ambushed in Iraq and lost their lives serving our country.
Shortly after noon, Senator Kennedy came to the floor to defend himself.
The real action that was not in the American interest was the decision to go to war unilaterally, without the support of our allies, and without a plan to win the peace. We need a plan from the administration, a real plan, before we write an $87 billion blank check to pay for this administration's hollow policy in Iraq.
Some of the colloquy on the floor of the U.S. Senate today, while the president was in New York asking the United Nations for more help in rebuilding Iraq.